Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name's Andrea Pettingill. You can find me on Instagram at Drea Designs Beauty. Today, I just, first of all, want to say hey, because it has been quite a while, and I have been getting the best messages from you guys. I want to say thank you so much to those of you who are listening and reaching out to me, sending me a DM about what you liked about the episode, and anything of value that you are finding as you hang out here with me on Nail Tech Entrepreneur. I so super appreciate all your messages, and it has been really fun to get to know this audience. Today I had this amazing quick thought that I just wanted to drill home for you guys, because it has been a game changer in my business, and understanding this key principle has been something that I've noticed as I've been coaching people in their businesses that they don't grasp, understand, or implement in their nail tech career, as a, in their business, just doing clients, as well as those who are running salons and such. So this main part of your business is marketing and sales. And I know that those two words to us in the beauty industry are so like, they're kind of like, I don't even want to think about those words. Those are for corporate people. Those are for big time CEOs and entrepreneurs and da 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 da. But the point of this show is to help you embrace the fact that you are an entrepreneur. You are creating your own business, your own freedom, your own legacy with the business that you're building. And I really want you to open your heart and mind to embracing marketing and sales in your own way. So it's a whole different version from what you might think it has to look like, buying a billboard ad or like putting something big on TV as far as marketing. And then sales, you probably think first of like a car salesman person and how pushy they are and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to break it down for you in the way that I happen to be super good at, is translating all of that stuff to nail tech world. I've been in nail tech for 14 years, 15 years actually, and I have been studying and deep diving into entrepreneurism world since 2011, and I just love merging the two. Okay, so first off, when people talk about marketing, I'm talking in the nail world of how does someone see you enough times that they go, okay, I'm going to go to them. So whether that is telling your clients, I'm accepting referrals, that's marketing. If you're posting on any social media post, is obviously marketing. If you're, you know, putting out anything that reminds people that, first of all, you do nails, second of all, you have openings. Any of that, it can be so many things, you guys. All of that is marketing. And the whole point about marketing that I think a lot of nail techs miss, and some of my personal one-on-one clients right now are missing, is that it is a regular game. Like, it is something where you don't just do it one time and then forget about it. And then like, oh crap, I need to market again. I need to post something again whenever you feel like it. It needs to be systematized. It needs to be something that you do on a regular basis. I always tell people when they're having a busy down week, when they're having like, when they're not having a busy week, they have like a lot of openings that week and they just like, it's Monday and they're like, oh crap, this week didn't fill up. I always tell my nail tech people that I'm coaching, like, this is a 3 weeks ago problem. This is just feedback for you to notice that your marketing sucked 3 weeks ago. Okay, I like to be super real with people. And it's like, yeah, your marketing sucked 3 weeks ago. Why? Because you weren't rebooking people. Because you weren't reaching out and telling people what openings you had. And, you know, hopefully your books are where you're booked out 3 weeks ahead, so that you can be like, where am I putting people? Or, you know, if your main marketing, so for me in my nail business, my main marketing is that I'm rebooking my clients. Everybody rebooks, you know, it's just like where my business is at right now. They all rebook 3 weeks, 6 weeks, and they have like a another appointment after that most of the time. Some people just have the two appointments out, and then we just like play catch up every time they come in. We rebook them for the farthest appointment out that we need to. So they're like booked out for 6 months, you know. They know when their appointments are coming up, and that's my ideal client. I want clients like that. I don't want clients... right now in my group coaching, we're talking about ideal clients. And so we're mapping out and manifesting exactly the type of ideal client we want. And for me right now in my business, because I'm multi-passionate, I have lots of, you know, irons in the fire. I want people who are committed to booking out that far. I don't want like these high school girls that come in and just want their nails done for a certain event that they're doing and then they let them fall off or whatever. Like, I want clients. These are my ideal clients. So getting, that's a whole different story, but getting clear on that type of client is super important. So I could go on and on about this, but I wanted to get to my second point and make this a really short episode. My second point is that marketing and sales are like the two big things. So the second point is sales. So a lot of times people don't understand that you're already doing sales, quote unquote sales, in your nail career business. And what I see happen in the years that I've owned my salon, I think it's been 4 years now, what I see a lot of times is my the people that come and go that work for me that take phone calls are not recognizing the importance of that person asking, how much do you guys charge? Like even in a DM, even on a text message to the salon phone, or when they actually call, whenever they ask those quick little questions, boom, that is a sales conversation, and you are so freaking blessed that they reached out to you first, because you didn't have to do the marketing. Well, that was done beforehand. The salon did that. There's other things that do that. Like, you've already done that marketing piece, I guess I should say. And you need to like honor and like bow down and just love on the fact that they reached out to you and asked any kind of question and have the guts and courage to reach out and be like, what's your price for this? Do you have any openings on Monday? Da, 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 da. All these little tiny questions. So when that opens the door, they're opening that sales conversation. And so you literally have this amazing opportunity to create the sales conversation. And it doesn't have to be sleazy. It doesn't have to be anything like you are imagining a sales conversation be. But I want you as an entrepreneur nail tech to honor the fact that that is a sales conversation, and go research sales. Go follow these entrepreneurs that are talking about sales and translate that into something that can serve your business in this exact instance conversation, in your DMs, in your phone calls, in any inquiry about, do you guys do gel or acrylic? Do you this and that? All these little questions, and grab onto that conversation until you close the sale. So what does close the sale mean? Close the sale is a very like entrepreneurial word that means, or phrase that means, that that client went from, hey, do you guys have openings on Monday, to booking the appointment, and like they show up and they give you money. So you have closed the sale, right? The sale technically closes actually all the way through when they hand you the money or Venmo you the money or whatever. So remember and honor that. And I just like encourage you guys to realize that you can be like, hey, thank you so much for reaching out and asking your question. I'm so excited to get to know what type of nails you love, and shoot me 3 pictures of your favorite designs right now. And I'd love to see how I can create. I love like just like brainstorming different ways to respond to people that will throw them off guard. Okay. Be like, so excited to find out what type of nails you like. I'm so looking forward to having new customers right now. Or you're lucky I have this opening spot on Monday and I could totally get you in, and creating a relationship where you have this back and forth. Because if you just respond yes, that is the worst thing you can do. I'm telling you, if your sales conversation is yes or no, we don't have any openings this week, or gel is like a one word reply to your potential lead, which lead is another fancy word for maybe they could become a client of yours who spends thousands of dollars a year with you. You got to remember the longevity of the client. Like, this person could be someone who falls in love with you, your salon, your location, your technique, your nail art, and really you bring them with you on this journey. And so just remembering, like, how would you treat your sister if they reached out to you and asked you this question? And I'm just so into, we are all brothers and sisters on this planet. And if you don't think of this person as throwaway, like, I never want to consider anyone like they're throwaway. Like, I'm just going to respond yes or no to them. They don't matter that much. You know, whatever, I'm busy, I'm doing nails all day today. No, if you're building your clientele, honor that person like they're your sister. They are your sister on this planet, your brother, your sister. And you get to, like, say, oh my goodness, are you new to getting your nails done? Have you ever had a nail tech before? Like, what are your three most favorite nail inspirations, like, right now? I'd love to start this conversation with you and see what that is. When I say I'd love to start a conversation with you about finding you a nail appointment, if I say it that way, I am using a term called suggestology, which plants a seed of, like, oh, we're gonna have a conversation. This is different. Like, if you just say, I'd love to start this conversation with you, something like that, like, I'm just, like, throwing things out there, but that throws out there that you are going to have a back and forth dialogue with them, and you're going to build this relationship with them of laughing together, pointing out someone's weird cuticles in a nail picture that they, like, sent you, like, yeah, that's funny, like, I don't know, like, you're having a conversation. And one of the things that my clients have, like, really loved is this, way that I help them to build these conversations back and forth, where they're not going to no-show you. These people are not going to no-show you because they're so interested in your personality and who you are by the time they get to your appointment. Because you guys have built this relationship of this back and forth, this sales conversation, and it's actually quite an amazing relationship already, because they have to like you and trust you and want to pay you money. When they want to pay you money, they got to know, like, and trust you first. So when you build that relationship, when you honor that, I'm hearing you guys complain of, like, that sounds like a lot of work, Andrea, to go back and forth texting people, DMing people. But are you, like, committed to getting new clients, I guess, is my main question. Because if you're not, if you're booked and you're full, like, yeah, right now I'm not doing that in my business for nails right now. But you better believe that I am booking out Zoom conversations an hour long with people who are not paying me money so that I can sit down and build this relationship with them. I have one later today where I'm going to sit down with a salon owner and, like, just get to know them. And I've already sent her so much value and ideas for her business. And I just happened by her salon the other day, and I didn't even know her from anyone. And I got to know her and start to build this relationship. And because I'm focusing on building my business coaching right now. So yeah, I am, like, committed to building new clients in whatever area I'm building at that moment. And so I invite you to do the same. And so here's one thing. You cannot complain. Write this down. You cannot complain about anything that, like, so everything that we complain about is things that we can change in our lives. Everything that we complain about are things that we can change in our lives. So do you ever complain about gravity? Do you ever complain about the gravity on this planet that makes you fall if you trip? Do you complain about that? No, because we can't change that. We can't change that, you guys. But because we complain about things like, oh, I don't have enough clients. Oh, my schedule is empty today. All my clients always no-show me. All my new people always no-show me. Da-da-da-da, all these complaints. Well, let me tell you something, honey. I love you, and I'm here to hold your hand through how hard this is, but I also am here to tell you, you can change that. You can change those things that you're complaining about in your nail business right now. So if you have any questions, like I just said, I love having conversations with people. So please DM me. Please tell me if this brought you any value today. And I am just praying and sending you all the light and love, all of the woo-woo, all of the good vibes, that your business takes off and is blessed, and that this little conversation today was a ripple in your business growing, in, like, just this amazing expansion of you taking your business to the next level. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.